My name is Drew Weber, and I'm doing another review of another application for the Symbian Series OS, and of course, it's Symbian V3. I'm running it on my Nokia N95. The application is called Music Launcher. It's really cool, and it's really honestly the first application I've seen that is an open source app for the N95. I've never actually seen or heard of open source applications for Symbian, and so that's kind of cool because, you know, those guys that are jumping in here and saying, okay, let's write something for this operating system. You can actually go and check it out. I believe that the website is musiclauncher.org. And it's pretty self-explanatory as far as installation. It does ask if you want to install this untrusted, unsigned app. And I've had no problems with it. So one thing I love about it is it's so much, in my opinion, more user-friendly to me as a blind person than is the original media player that came with this phone. Not that the original media player is not user-friendly, because it is. I am using the Tox screen reader version 4, and it is accessible. But as a blind person, the way I have done my music for a number of years is via the file folder system. I haven't really used a music library, so to speak. You know, I've got a Victor Reader Stream file folder system there. I've got all my music on my computer cataloged in files and folders. So, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things that I'm used to. And that's what this program utilizes, is that file folder system. And it's pretty cool the way it works. Let's open it up. Basically, when you open up the program for the first time after you've installed it, it gives you a window that tells you that, you know, that this is open source software. If you have any bugs, feel free to contact me, yada, yada. It's all user friendly with Tox. I mean, you can go back through it line by line in the text fields, which is pretty sweet. So you click OK on that, and you come to a window that really has just kind of all of your files and folders on your phone. And so you can go options. And that's just kind of the options you have there. But let's go to preferences here. And we go to music folders. Okay, and here we have all of the folders that the phone has found MP3 or music files in. And so we check the ones we want, we deselect the ones we don't want, and there you go. And so when you click OK, you come to a window with all of the folders plus the subfolders inside the folders that you've selected in the files. I guess if there's any open files, they might be listed here as well, meaning files in the root directory of the folder you've selected. And the cool thing about this is you've got checkboxes. So like right now, they just look like you're looking in a list view, but what you can do is check them. So you can check all the albums / folders or artists, however you got it set up you want. Okay, so let's just check a few. And then what you can do is you can go to options, Q1. You got your play, shuffle and play, which I love. Create a playlist, send your music files. I would only assume that would be, you know, Bluetooth and things of that nature. File manager, application, preferences, and exit. So we'll go through these kind of. Play is kind of self-explanatory, and I'm thinking since it says play one, that you actually have options in there. Like if you hit number one, it would start playing, was what I would assume. So create, I think those are kind of all self-explanatory. I haven't looked at the create playlist option yet. You know what? Why not? Why don't we go and look at this option? Okay, so we can name it test. I'm doing up and down arrow, and you don't get any other options. The right arrow just takes you through the name. Let's hit key one. Okay, so we just created the playlist of test. So I don't know where it put it. May have put it in the folder that all my music is in. I'm not really positive. We didn't have any options for that. At least not yet. So we know what the play does. That starts it automatically. Shuffle and play starts it in, of course, shuffled. Create playlist. We can see what that does. Send music files. Let's go and look at the submenu. By Bluetooth to IP server. Well, that's kind of interesting. I might have to look at that sometime. Those are the only options you get. So very cool. Very interesting. Let's go back. I just hit key 2 to go back, it actually put me back in the list of folders, and I hit options again, key 1 to go back into the menu. Okay, let's take a look at File Manager. I think we already browsed this. No, we didn't. Let's take a look at File Manager real quick. Select all. Unselect all. Delete selection. Rename item. Move selection. New folder. Okay. Those are the options we have there. Let's take a look at the application menu. Countdown timer. Send by Bluetooth. Send by SMS. Check for updates. About. So actually, this isn't talking about sending your music via these different ways. It's actually talking about sending the download link for the application, which is kind of cool. So if you like this app and you say, hey, you know what, my friend yada yada would like it, you can send it to them via Bluetooth or via SMS. Another cool feature is checking for updates of the program. You don't have to go out and download it. You don't have to go browse through some files. Just click on the update button and it goes out and it, you know, of course, ask you if you want to, you know, use to connect to the internet, ask you your access point, goes out and checks for you for any update of the program. And you know what? It's pretty legit. I honestly wish more programs would have those options right in them. So, hey, hats off to the developer for that. Preferences submenu. Let's check out what we have in the preferences. This submenu is always most interesting and fun for me. Let's go in here. Music folders. I think we've already kind of browsed that one. Use partial check. Don't know what it does. Internal player. Don't know what the difference is between the internal and the external player on here because the volume is the same. You know, it uses a rocker switch on the side of the phone. And you really don't get any difference, at least on the N95. Okay, red end key behavior. This one basically uses, apparently there's a red end key on some phones. I don't know where that would be on my phone. I'm assuming it would be like the tox and the delete key, the clear and the end key, or a clear and delete key, that it would actually minimize the software versus exiting it. Okay, this one, reserve preferences actually takes them back to their factory defaults. Enable logging. I'm thinking what that does is that's for error reporting. If you need to error report and say, hey, this software isn't doing what it's supposed to, you can do that just by logging. I believe that's all that we have there. Okay, we've taken a look at that menu. Let's go ahead right now and we're going to say shuffle and play. And then we're going to stop it and look because we're going to have another menu that pops up here. Here comes a so we stopped it by hitting your select key in the middle. Okay, now if we're playing, hit the select key, and it's only bouncing like that because I got tox on. Let me mute tox because that kind of messes with your audio. It is cool that you can have both audio streams on at the same time, but it kind of messes with your audio. Let's play it again. You can hit your right arrow to go to the next track. Of course, I've got it on shuffle play, random play. Just with a few albums, of course. And if you hold down the right arrow, it mutes it, but it actually skips forward in the track. So that's kind of cool. Your up arrow, down arrows. I'm not really sure what they do. Maybe the down arrow will stop. The up arrow is not play. I can say that right now. Meaning, if you hit just the select key, it pauses it. But if you hit the down arrow, it actually stops and goes back to the start of the track. Okay, so let me unmute Tox. We're going to take a look at this other menu. And this is the reason I got the software, which is one of the reasons in this menu. Album art submenu. We'll go in and browse that. I'm not even sure many of us blind people will be interested in this menu, but how to? Crop order. I don't really care. Sorry, I'm not trying to offend anybody. Help. It's a little help dialog that pops up and doesn't seem as user-friendly as I might like it to be. Basically, it just, at least when I popped it up the first time, it didn't really give me any topics or anything. It just kind of browsed through like a few things, and it really didn't tell me anything I didn't know already. Colors, you can change the color settings of this application. Once again, I don't care. Preferences, submenu, we will check it out and see if there's anything different in there. Save and exit. Exit. So let's go back to the preferences. Ah, friends, crossfading. Are you kidding? You think? And I don't know if I am or not, because it does not work on my phone. And I have tried numerous things. So basically what happens, you hit enter on this or select this. Ask if you want to use crossfading. Key one is yes, key two is no. I'm going to say no, because at least last night when I was looking at it at 3:30 in the morning, it wasn't working for me. So basically on their website, what they say is they say that crossfading may be a feature that works on some phones. Now, of course, this software is still in development. And so, I think this is version like 0.1.0 or something like that. We can check the about screen to find that information out, I'm sure, which we'll do before the end of the episode here. But this software is really still in development. I tried sending the guy an email last night. At least I assume it's a guy. I don't even know the author's name. He didn't provide that information for me, at least that I found on his website. And so he basically said to email him. I'll get back to the crossfading in a second. He said basically to email him to send an email to info. And I know that's not the right first part of it, but info. And he said at the domain of this website. So he didn't actually give his email address out, but I went up and of course looked at the address bar and found out the right stuff, put them together, and sent the email. I got a response back this morning that it bounced back to me, so it did not go through. So I don't know how to contact the guy. I wrote him a nice long email last night telling him how cool the program was. It worked with talks and everything, and he did not get the message. So anyway, let me go back to the crossfading thought here. He said that it worked with some phones, and as I read that on my on the website, I thought, okay, here's probably how it works, and maybe why it doesn't work on some phones. Okay, so for example, the N95 has at least, and I say at least because I haven't tried any more than this, but it has at least two audio channels. And I'm not talking about left and right for stereo. I'm talking about multi playback. For example, you just heard talks and the music playback at the same time. It didn't sound very clear, and I could make it sound clear just by turning the music down. And I think that would probably help. Possibly it sound a little bit clearer because the music wasn't trying to compete with talk so much. And so it's not a totally clear audio driver scenario like you maybe have with your Windows audio hardware. You can play Winamp and your JAWS back at the same time. But you do have multi-channel audio there, two sources at once. And so I thought to myself when I read that on the website, okay, it probably doesn't work with some phones because some phones don't have that capability. They can play back talks, for example, or they can play back music, for example, or another audio source. And so I thought, okay, it should work on my phone if that is the logic behind it. And so I installed the software. Of course, muted talks with that thought in mind. It didn't work. And so I thought, okay, if it doesn't work to mute talks, maybe it's because talks is still in memory and maybe it has the audio channel reserved. Let's quit talks. And I did try that. I did try to quit talks. My thought was, though, is I don't want to totally restart the phone and not use talks at all. Though I could use it to open up the application, I kind of want talks to be able to select my folders in the software and then, you know, maybe disable it, okay, or quit it, and then be able to use it and go back with a hotkey to talks and enable it when I need it, which is totally fine for me. I wouldn't mind doing that. But none of my solutions seem to have the software use any type of crossfading. And when I was reading on the website, I read the limitations for this version is that crossfade may skip or pause just a second on some handsets. And I can say it didn't even do that. I actually heard the audio hardware in the phone click off to save battery power. When the audio is kind of silent on the N95, you kind of hear a hiss. And a couple seconds later, if that audio channel is not being used, the hiss goes away. You hear a little pop and the audio channel, I would think, would have been turned off to save battery power. So you know, I mean, you get no type of crossfading at all. You don't get songs coming in quicker than they used to. I mean, it's just like using the normal audio player on the phone. So that is a downfall. The other thought, I would think that he could maybe create an internal audio buffer. The way I think that the Winamp and SQR Advanced Crossfading works that I use on a regular basis for broadcasting would be that it have one internal audio buffer and maybe like, instead of using multi-channel on your sound card, it would actually go through, you know, and buffer the track within its own buffer. And I'm just assuming here, I don't know really how it works, but, and then play the track within the same stream if it were. And so I don't think that the software does the buffering like that, because I think if it did, then it would, you know, utilize crossfading. You wouldn't have to worry about multi-channel and all that. So My two ideas, either buffering or multi-channel, on this phone does not work with crossfading. But I still wanted to review the software because I think it's, at least for my use as a blind user always using files and folders, really works so much better than the standard audio player that comes with the phone. Because, you know, I mean, you do have the artist and album and track deals there with the player that comes with the phone. But with this, you're able to just select, you know, several albums or artists, whatever you got them lined up in, and create your like a playlist on the fly, you know, if it were, and just, you know, shuffle between some things real quick. So I think it's a really cool app. I think that hopefully it'll be improved on as far as the crossfading, which is really what I want. I'm a broadcaster, I'm a DJ. And so it's like, you know, for me, crossfading can be a huge thing. Not that I want it all the time, 24/7, but still, it's a nice feature to have if, you know, you're just laying back, jamming to some tunes for a while, maybe throwing it on shuffle your whole library on your phone or something. You know, for me, I got a 16 gig card in there. I got over 100 albums. And so it's like throwing on shuffle, use some crossfading, but unfortunately it doesn't work. Anyway, I still wanted to review the app, and let's go and hit up the about screen before we jump out of the episode here. I just hit the down arrow showing that it pulled it back to 0 o'clock, which would be the start of the song. So the question now I have is how to get back to the about menu in that other menu structure. I hit key 2, which will get you back to folders and files. It's got a go-to window. It's got folders and files or exit. Let's go to folders and files. All right, I think this is where I need to be. Options. Let's go to application. About, this may give you some more website information and things of that nature. Okay, does not give you the website, but it does say it's by Florin, I believe, unless it's reading some type of a punctuation mark that I somehow searching my memory banks think I've heard before, the Florin. So anyway, just a little review of this app, and like I said, I think you can go to musiclauncher.org and download this application for yourself. Check it out. Maybe the crossfading will work on your handset. And if you can get it to work on an N95, maybe you can drop me a line of how you did it. info@dwallthingsaudio.com is the email address. Of course, dwallthingsaudio.com would be the website if you want to hit me up and just kind of see what I've got to offer on the site. And I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts on this application. Just another cool application that's available for Symbian V3. So I appreciate you guys checking out the podcast episode, and I will talk with you soon. Thanks.